Hi, I'm Jim Bakiai, and the name of my podcast is Be You, The World Will Adjust. I've had to, like everyone else in the world, take a little bit of a detour on the coaching methods and things to help you improve yourself and get a better job, be in a better spot, utilize your skills. So even in this last sort of period of pandemic podcast, normally I have one theme and a message for you that I try to deliver. But right now things are a little fuzzy, so I want to use this episode to break down how I'm trying to get things in order, both mentally, physically, and to help you do the same. Since I've been at home and in quarantine, I'm just bombarded with new daily information that sometimes is overwhelming. You just, like, whether it's television or in print or stuff that I seek out, and it's just more and more about what's happening and another clue in what the world would look like. On a personal level, it was an odd week for me and my family. We had four birthdays. Two of my sons have the same day on the 27th. My wife is the 28th and my daughter is the 29th. My sons turned 30 and 22. My wife just another year older, and my daughter turned 18. We did everything we could do to create the joy around birthdays. But you need to understand, we're a big birthday family. Multiple celebrations, especially when you have four in a row. But you know what? We somehow managed and we adapted. And we had a pretty good week, I think. I think everybody was pretty happy. You know, lots of postings of pictures and family Zoom calls. And, you know, and I was thinking, you know, I feel like I'm in a bit of a mystery, picking up clues every day. But the only difference is that when you are in a mystery, you know what you're trying to figure out, like who did it, what happened, where did it go. But we don't actually know what we're solving for until we actually get there. It reminds me of the old adage, you know, when people say, you know, I'm going shopping, someone would say, what are you looking for? And they'd say, well, I don't know what I'm looking for, but I know when I get there, I'll know what I want. So that, what that actually means is, I don't have enough information to know what I need, but by adding information, by going out to shop, it'll help me know either way whether I want to buy something or not. I'm moving myself from I don't know what I don't know to now I know what I don't know. And if I decide to make the acquisition, the purchase, I know what I know. And I feel we're all doing that at various speeds and with various interest. I know there's a part of the world that would just like everything to go back to the way it was. But I got bad news for you. That's never, ever going to happen again. Everything about our lives is being tested. Our routines, our senses, our judgment, our confidence. And the reason being is that it's all based on historical experiences. Unfortunately, we have no experience for what we're going through to base our thinking and actions for the future. The news is filled with more and more stories about the domino effect of what is going on. Whether it's the food distribution channels breaking down, we should expect to see bankruptcy start to occur and the pain continue to spread broadly. I see the names of well-run, unthinkable companies talking about bankruptcy protection. This morning, Hertz was one of those companies. Can't imagine that anybody is renting a car anywhere in the world. But the way I think is not just about Hertz, but if Hertz is going to potentially go under, so will probably Avis, Dollar, all of those companies. And if they go on under, what does that mean for automakers? Because rental car companies are one of the largest buyers of brand new automobiles. What does that mean for the secondhand car market? What does that mean for the firsthand car market? What does that mean for the people that work all of those places? One of the things that has positively amazed me is how quickly the service businesses have pivoted with deliveries and curbside pickup. Also, how quickly the television advertising has shifted from selling environment to an educating and offering to help more. The other thing that I found fascinating is how a country like Sweden has taken a completely different approach to enforcing the rules around personal space and their own personal responsibility while keeping their economy running. They did not shelter all of the people in Scandinavia. Now, mind you, their death toll is higher by a large measure compared to other Scandinavian countries. But their chief epidemiologist says that over half of the country, due to this approach, has been infected and come through and are now immune. Regardless of your view, what you think of what Sweden has done, it is impressive in their willingness to go alone in this time of global lockdown. It'll be very interesting to watch the statistics and track how their mortality compares to others and the impact on their economy for having chosen a different approach. It is this mindset that we all need to work on, both institutionally and individually. I find that having this time has exponentially increased my exposure to materials to read, listen, and watch. Like the drive home, I find that I'm building a whole new set of references to help me navigate my thinking going home. In addition to all the new information I'm consuming, I'm talking to as many people from all walks of life as possible to understand how their lives have changed and what they're doing about it. The ability to triangulate is critical in gathering all of this information. Navigation accurately requires multiple points. We are in uncharted waters. We have to figure out what the new reference points are. I find that the best way to do this is to keep learning, reinforcing a view, or changing your perspective. It's actually quite exciting for me. I love to learn. I try to figure out how to apply all that I learned to my day-to-day life, my work. How do I continue to improve my relevancy to my clients? And lastly, how will I be one of those people that will prosper financially over time by putting myself in the right spot? I know there are a lot of people out there that want to say, you know what, this is just like 2008. It was a financial crisis, and you know the stock market went down, people lost their jobs, but this is nothing like 2008. The devastation across all the sectors and down to the individuals is worse than 2008. People are lined up because they can't afford to buy food. The financial crash of 2008 was not a life and death matter. People may have lost substantial amounts of wealth, but the majority had their jobs and were able to build their wealth, rebuild their wealth, and weren't worried about the basic needs of income to pay for food, rent, nor were their lives completely disrupted of any routine. This morning, the government of the United States said that 30 million people had filed for unemployment. That's roughly a fifth of the labor force. Staggering numbers. But we can't let ourselves get mesmerized by the numbers or by what's happening. We have to keep our wits about us. We have to think about ourselves, our jobs, our families, and how to prepare for when we do come out of this. The big controversy that's going on now is the opening of different states in the United States. I suspect that Ontario at some point will have some sort of reduced opening. It's occurred in other provinces in Canada. But it's going to be a step-by-step place. We're going to have to constantly be taking on new information and not being complacent. I think that's probably the most important thing. And get rid of the notion that, you know, we'll just get through this. We'll just get through this. And, you know, I'll go back to my job. The Bank of Nova Scotia reported this morning that they currently have 60% of their people working from home, and they expect it to go up to 80% before this thing changes. TD Bank recently said to their employees that, you know, we have no plan on timing for if, as, and when we're going to bring you back. All of these things require us all to sort of think about ourselves and what are we learning and how are we solving that mystery and how do we make sure that we put ourselves in the best possible position. The tendency here is, as information comes up, I have a lot of friends in real estate, and you know, they're like, oh no, everything's okay, everything's okay. And I'm like, but how can everything be okay? People are building rent strikes. People don't pay their rent. What's going to happen to the person paying the mortgage? And so there's a desire within industries to not want to face the facts, because the facts don't look good. And they feel more secure in denying the facts and hoping and praying that we'll get back to the where we were. I don't see that as coming soon. I thought originally, I will be honest with you, I thought that we were going to have more of a V recovery. But the more I've learned in the last 2 to 3 weeks, the more skeptical I am about that occurring. I had an interesting conversation with a friend of mine, and we were talking about all this money that the governments are putting out. It was interesting because I said to him, you know, I know everyone thinks they're creating a universal income program. I said, but really, the government is trying to stem panic. And by giving people money for their basic needs, to be able to house, shelter, feed themselves, they're staving off panic. And that's the number one priority, is to stave off panic. And if people continue to be smart and continue to utilize the resources that are being available to them, there will be more. This is not the last round of government intervention. In my opinion, we've probably got 2 to 3 more of those ahead of us, because even as they're planning these programs, they have no idea the depth of how far they have to go. They create the first one, and they think, okay, that covers it. And then everybody goes, well, what about the small businesses? Oh, yeah, yeah, we didn't realize that. Boom, go down to the next one. Well, what about the individuals? Oh, yeah, what about individual business holders? Yeah, yeah, we'll move down. But down the road, it's going to have to get paid back. And my view is they won't be able to do it because the government's putting out all this money. Next year, they're not going to have any income coming in anywhere near. Tax money from gasoline is down dramatically. Everyone's lost money in the stock market, so there's no capital gains coming out of 2020. The fact that people aren't going to be having income tax to pay because people's incomes are nowhere near what they were before, it'll all put pressure on the government, and the government will look for new sources of tax revenue. And that may very well be that they raise the capital gains tax. That may very well be that they change the inheritance tax. That may very well be that they add taxes to the sins, the gasoline, cigarettes, and alcohol. But at a point in time, it'll all have to come back. But between now and then, they have to keep the patient alive, because the economy is the patient and the people are the patient. And if there's no economy and there's no people, there's no future revenue to come down the pipe. So that's a lot of the stuff that sort of is occupying my mind. Some people may be thinking about the same stuff. You may have different things that you're thinking about and talking about. I'd really like it if you'd reach out to me, send me a note. It's Jim@BKI International, or on my LinkedIn page, ask a question, because I'd really like to know what you all are thinking about. What are you spending your time, and how are you solving the mystery? What are the pieces that you're putting together to solve that mystery? So for this week, think about solving the mystery. What's your mystery to solve for, and how do you do it? Thanks. As always, if you like the podcast, share it. If you'd be so inclined, I'd appreciate a review on the podcast. Thanks, everyone. Be safe and be well.